there was a captain of a boat speaking to a few people and said, I'm sorry to tell you, but our boat is sinking. Is there anyone here who knows how to pray? And one person stepped forward and says, yes, I know how to pray. He says, very good. Start praying. We're one life preserver short. When we think about prayer, it's almost in a childish nature like having a conversation with your parents when you're young. Isn't it beautiful that sometimes a child will come up to a mother and say, what's wrong? Can I help you? And that is one of those beautiful times where the heart of a child is open to another person. Because usually, what do we hear from young children? Can you get me this? Can I go there? How come I can't do that? What's wrong with you? What kind of mother are you? I don't think you love me, and I'm doubting that I love you. And a host of other things. That's why it's so refreshing when a child looks at you and says, I love you. No money in the world can buy that type of feeling and that precious moment. And imagine if you could transfer your mind to God and what God hears in prayer. Can you do this for me? Can you make that happen? Can you do this? Why did you do this? Why can't I go there? And every once in a while, God hears that beautiful prayer that every mother wants to hear. God, I love you. I want to get close to you. I want to understand you and your plan for my life. That is a beautiful prayer. So instead of thinking like children when they need something, think of your child when your child begins to realize that they want you. That is prayer. That is the goal of prayer. Not to have a God who produces, but a God who says, I want to look at you. I want to be with you. Please love me. Yes, a God that makes a request because he realizes he can't force it. But sometimes we revert back to what we usually do and say, what can God do for me? What does the church have to do? What kind of magic trick does the community have to do for me to believe? It's like the poor golfer on the golf course said to his friend, I would give anything. I would move heaven and earth to shoot 100 on this golf course. The guy says, why don't you try moving heaven? You've moved most of the earth already. And so when we speak about today's gospel, about the guy who was born blind and people thought it was a punishment, and Jesus says, no, it's not. Think of your own life. Imagine if the next time you needed something, you needed a miracle cure, you needed an answer, instead you said, Lord, help me get closer to you. Lord, I love you. And you would say to your own family, in spite of your focus on whatever is bothering you, you would say, what can I do for you? How can I express my love to my family today? Then miracles might happen because you would see the goal of prayer is to be close to God. It becomes more a noun than a verb. It's like a good marriage that starts off with two people getting to know each other and ends up by saying, we're just married, we hang out together, we talk, it becomes second nature. Prayer is like that. It never stops. I walk with God, God walks with me. I look at him, he looks at me. And I say, what's up, God? He goes, nothing, Father Ivan. How you doing? I go, not bad. Keep on working. Vistos Moskras.